And welcome back to Atlantic as the In Your Corner show brought to you by State Farm, Elvis Haas, State Farm Insurance with Atlantic head coach Tim Duff. Atlantic 51-18 over Glenwood, and they dominate in the second match 72-12 over Clarinda, coach. And pretty good night, huh?
Hey, first, thank you, Tom. Thank you, Cody, for live streaming. I know Coach McCann couldn't be here, so he was watching the live stream, and he was very appreciative of that. So I know people really enjoy that and enjoy your guys' call. So had a great turnout for fans. Villa Dance put on a great show there, and we were able to honor, you know, five seniors there, you know, between, you know, we had a manager and a cheerleader and three wrestlers. So those five seniors are awesome kids, awesome families, and we want to see them have a lot of success. And for us, good night. You know, I think, you know, you look at those Glenwood matches, you know, a couple in there we dropped that, you know, we've got to do a little better job of scoring early. I think we got in trouble, but for the most part, you know, we came out and we were aggressive. Probably the, you know, the showcase or the highlight match of the night, the heavyweight match. We had Drake Boothie, a sophomore for Glenwood. You know, I think he only had a loss or two on the season, ranked fifth, and Evan Sorensen ranked third there in IA wrestling rankings. And so, you know, hard-fought first period, we were able to get on top. Evan locked up a cradle there. So, you know, in that match, we're going to need to score on our feet. You know, that's a big district match in the future. So, you know, and the Clarinda matches, they've got a couple studs up there. They're bigger weight. Polsey's real good. Nally's real good. And then we were able to pick up some bonus points in some other matches. But all in all, we were pleased with our performance. Turn around tomorrow, head down to Corning, John J. Harris. Kids get 1 pound, so they get an additional pound allowance. So hopefully we can get down there, get warmed up, make weight, come out and wrestle two hard matches tomorrow night is kind of the plan and the goal.
Coach, you talk about that. Harris, again, a lot of tough competition. Obviously, your Trojans got to be one of the favorites as well for the team title. Who else?
Yeah, I think first you got to start with Winterset. I think everybody's chasing Winterset. They've got a really good lineup. Coach Jensen does a great job there. You know, they're the probably the front runner. You've got a really good Riverside squad. You know, Coach Conover's doing a great job down there. They're solid up and down their lineup. You know, they're going to put 14 kids that will go out there and battle. And so, you know, they're probably the top two teams. And then after that, I think it's up in there who can fight and, you know, stay in there for us. You know, we just want to come out, wrestle our best, wrestle aggressive. If we can score some bonus points, maybe we can hang around and make a team, you know, make a battle for the team title, see if we can get in there in those top three or four spots and see what we can do. So, you know, we keep moving forward. We keep improving some things that we need to continue to work on. But all in all, we were pleased tonight and hopefully come back, see how we wrestle into Friday, Saturday. So it's a good prep for the state tournament. You know, we have to weigh in multiple days. So weighing in 3 days in a row. You know, mentally, physically, and wrestling tough matches 3 days in a row. So hopefully we'll see how our guys handle that, and hopefully we come out with the right mindset and stay aggressive and work to score points.
Coach, thank you very much for taking the time here. We appreciate you, and congrats on the two wins. Best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, and shout out Braxton Haas, junior for us, picked up his 100th career win. You know, outstanding for him, and, you know, a lot of time and effort goes into that, so real proud of him. And you know, like we talk about, more and bigger things still to come, but it's always fun to see kids reach those milestones.
Coach, thank you very much. We will have coverage of the John J. Harris Wrestling Tournament starting with our first report tomorrow about 4:40, and we'll have a live video streamed and also on 95.7 FM tomorrow from the Activity Center in Corning. We'll see if we can maybe get a word with Braxton Haas. He's really been coming on that 120-pound weight class. Hey, our coaches show, In the Corner show with Coach Duff, brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Elvis Haas, State Farm Insurance, your local good neighbor.
He's sending them out.
Huh?
Duff's going to send them out.
Good.